All right, welcome to the Vaguely Anime Podcast. I'm with us this afternoon, Michael, followed by other host, Kat.
Hello.
And Kat is going to talk about a thing I've never heard of before.
Yep. All right, so Love in Deep Space. So it's a Gunner game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a mobile gacha game. Very popular among the ladies. It's like one of the top mobile gacha games. I think actually just like any mobile app. Like, it makes so much fucking millions of dollars. I think it's the second top grossing behind Pokemon TCG.
Mm. People do love that game.
Which I'm actually really surprised that that was, I think last month that was the top grossing, and then it was Love in Deep Space, because I feel like it's really free-to-play friendly, because you get two free packs a day. There's different, like, missions and stuff you can do to, like, get the little hourglasses so you can, like, open more packs. There's, like, dailies, and then you can accumulate more to open more packs. Like, I have never felt the need to pay money. So I'm honestly surprised that, not surprised that people spend money. Like, I get that, you know, people gambling. Yeah. Like, I get that. But to be, like, the top.
Right.
That's what I was surprised about. Like, that's what I was not expecting.
Well, you said Gunner, so like...
No. Not Love in Deep Space for Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I was like, wow, how Gunner
are we talking? I totally get Love in Deep Space, which I'll go into. But I just wanted to brief on Pokemon, because that's super, like, what I thought is really free-to-play friendly, because you get all these, like, free packs, and then... I don't know. So I was very surprised that that was the top. But Love in Deep Space. So basically, it's this game where, like, the main character that you're playing as, it's basically just, like, some MC that you have some power, that you're special, you know, basic.
Yeah, general, you could be this person. Self-insert.
Exactly. But, like, you're different than the other people because you're special. It's kind of, in a way, like My Hero, how only certain people have powers.
Right. I was going to say Kirito and Sword Art Online.
Yeah. And their powers are called Evols. And
that's a terrible name.
I don't care. Like, I didn't fucking make it up.
No, I know you didn't make it. I'm just saying. I'm like,
I don't know. There's a lot of fucking things. Like, you work for this company, and you're called Unicorns. Like, there's a, like, that's worse. I don't care about fucking Evolves because you're part of the Unicorns. Okay. That's way fucking worse.
I think we're just running out of generic sci-fi evolution names.
Yeah, like, seriously. But so... And then, like, the different things that you can do, like, with your evil power and whatever. But so, you have different love interests in it, and there's five right now. And so, I'm going to talk about spoilers for Love in Deep Space, if you care. I don't care. I'm just talking about it. Like, I don't care. I don't know. So basically,
oh, it's 3D art style.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So like one of them, their evil is like fire. One's ice. One's light. One's gravity. And one of them, I don't know what the fuck his evil is. I don't understand what it is. Every time I see it, I'm like, what does this mean? Like, I literally don't understand, like, what the fuck this is. Like, I don't understand what his evil is. I think it's, like, some sort of... I don't know. They're all supposed to be some sort of manipulate. I don't know. I don't know what it is, to be honest. All the other ones are, like, super obvious what they are, and I just can't tell what his is. But, now that I'm talking about this, I'm like, I'm going to get so much hate. This is probably going to be the most hate. Thank God we're quitting, because we're going to get bullied off the internet.
Quitting's a strong word.
Because the Love in Deep Space girlies, they are known for bullying, and they are known for...
We've shit-talked BTS at one point.
No. They are They are scared. Wait, we shit talked BTS. No, that had to have been say. I was not there for that. No way I shit talked BTS.
I didn't say. I didn't mean we as in you. Oh. I meant like the collective.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I love BTS. Right,
I'm pretty sure at one point we were like, eh.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, no way I did. But so in the game,
which character has the weird power?
Silas, white hair.
Okay, I'm just trying to see if I can like look up
what his thing is.
Yeah.
Because every time I see it, he's got like black feathers that like I mean, I'm like, what is it? What is the power? Because also, so there's like little like mini games and stuff you could do with them to like raise your affection with them and like whatever.
Energy manipulation.
Like, what does that mean? Like, what are you doing? Like, what does that mean? But anyways, there's like little things that you can do. I'm just a side thing. But one of the things is you can play claw machines with them, and you can win little plushies that you put in your little rooms that you can decorate with them.
Right.
And they each do something, except for the one that has fire evolve, because obviously he doesn't want to light the like fucking plushie on fire, because usually they use it to like help cheat, to like help get the plushie,
right?
But I feel like only the one that has ice is the only one that's actually like helpful, because he'll literally freeze it to the claw and like get it. The one who has the gravity one could easily like, but he does it. He just throws them up in the air, and I'm like, why did you do that? Like, this wasn't helpful. And
yeah, catch him in midair. That's easier.
Like, no, I mean, he drops them, but he's I guess resetting them. But I was like, you could do better than this. Like, I don't know.
You can do better.
The one who has light just puts like light on it. Like, what is this doing? Where is the same one for Silas? Like, he puts his little like red aura on it, and then it doesn't do anything to help, like, catch it. So I'm like, what are you helping? What is it doing? But the one who has the fire evil, he's really rich, so he pays for more tries for you to keep going. I'm like, at least he's doing something. He's helpful in that way. But fair he doesn't enough. Pay. He doesn't pay every time. Like, because it's, you know, obviously AI. So, like, they don't always cheat, and they don't always, like, do whatever. But
man, a 28-year-old, 6'2", muscular male.
They're all over 6 foot. Like, they really were appealing to the, you know, they've got to be the tallest, most handsome. They're all jacked as shit, like, because there's these, like, skins that, because I'm telling you, they have done everything in their power to make sure you spend money. And so there's, like, literally skins that you can buy of them just in a towel. You could just have them in a towel. Like, they just greet you, and they're just like, hey, what's up? And they're just in a fucking towel. I'm like, what the fuck?
Fair enough.
Like, it is a gooner game to the fucking max. But, so the reason I decided to try the game was because, you know, Nike, right? I've talked about Nike. So that's also a gooner game. But that one I've been playing for a year and a little over a year now, and I really like it. I think that they've done an amazing job with the story, like all that, and I really like it. And so when Ryan first started playing it, all I saw was that it was a gooner game, and I was like, I am judging you. Like, full judgment, like 1,000%. What the fuck is that? Like,
surprised he plays it, since he seems to have such a strict code against that shit.
He hasn't been on in like 2 months. Like, he doesn't really play it. Like, I'm the one who plays it religiously every single day. Like, I will not miss my dailies, like,
right,
anything. But he's also he's also on like chapter 3, and there's like 33-34 chapters, like, right. And he's never progressed any further. But I'm in like the top 5% of players, and like, you know, like, he's a casual player, as he likes to say, and I'm the opposite of casual.
Yeah, because you have an addictive personality,
I guess. But so the point is, I judged it to the max until one day I saw him doing the story, which I had never seen. All I ever saw was the ass, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? The jiggle physics. And I'm like,
you also played Genshin.
Yeah, but that's like so mild compared to what the fuck Nike is. Like, so No. Like it's the tiniest bit of jiggle physics in Genshin compared. And so, like, they literally just have ass shots of, like, them shooting things versus Genshin, where it's like, oh, you could look up the skirt if you wanted to, like, but you need to do that yourself. Right. Like, so it's, like, not really. But, so I judged it to the max. I saw him doing the story one day, and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then he was like, yeah, it is an interesting story. You should try it. And then I did, and I was like, wow, this does really have an interesting story. I've cried. It's been entertaining. I've laughed. Like, it is
you
just...
You cried to a gacha game?
They have, like, a really good, well-written story. Like, it not is not just... I mean, I've cried to Genshin, too. Like, it's... Just because it is a gacha game doesn't mean that it
I just assume it doesn't have depth to
it. No, there are gacha games that don't have any depth to it, but there are ones that do. And so, Hu Tao for Genshin, that's my favorite character. They just had a past, I mean, spoilers for Genshin, but this was for Lantern, right? That just happened, like, I don't know, last month. They killed her, murdered her, and they made me fucking walk her. They were like, they were basically making you walk as her to her death, like, walking across. You see the light, like, she's passing over the bridge.
Damn, you couldn't, like, even win in Genshin.
To like,
everyone you like must die.
I know. But they saved her.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, I was bawling my fucking eyes out because she has been my favorite since there was leaks of her months and months. Like, basically since the game came out, there was like this sheet of leaked characters that were data mined. And she was just a concept, an idea. And I just was like, her, beautiful. Like, and I was just obsessed with her, like, since then. And I just have ever since and forever. And, you know, it's been 5 years more, like, however many years it's been. And then for them to fucking kill her off. And then you have to be her and then, like, do it. And then you're watching her with her fucking dead dad and grandpa. And then she's like, okay, I'm ready. Like, then I was just like, what the fuck is happening? And then they were luckily like, it's not your time. Someone's here for you. And then, like, the MC, like, pulls her out and you're good. And so but I was bawling my eyes out. I was like, it's always me. It has to be. I'm convinced that everything is personally against me, that someone's be like, you know what's funny, like, if we wrote this.
There are so many characters on, like, random shows that we've, like, started watching in the past or whatever, that, like, for, like, anime clubs or anything, we were like, oh, I love this character and I know things about it in the future, and I'm like, oh.
And, like, the worst part is, I mean, Hu Tao's a very popular character. She wasn't always, but she, like, slowly became, she actually, like, wasn't really that much of a liked character, but then over the years she grew to be one. But they're in these, like, shows and stuff, I feel like I'm not even picking, like, main, you know, character. Like, I'm picking kind of, like, obscure, not always, sometimes I am just picking,
but usually the obscure die.
So not always, but sometimes I feel like I am just picking, like, obscure ones, and I'm like, I really like this character. Like, I can't be happy.
And then that flashback episode hits and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was just like, it can't be happening again, right? Anyways. Yeah, so for Nikkei, I was judging it, and then it had it was, like, a really good story. And so then I started playing it over a year ago, and I really like it, and I can't wait for more chapters to come out. It takes a couple months for it too, but you know, I'm actively waiting for more content to come out. And so for Love in Deep Space, probably for, like, I don't know, maybe a little bit less than a year, stuff has, like, popped up on my TikTok. I've been like, oh, this Gooner game, like, get it out of my face. You know, I'm like, oh, what is this? Like, kind of the same way I was in EK. But all of a sudden, like, an edit, I don't know, like a month or two ago, came up. And it was just like what people think the game was. And it was just like a bunch of Gunnar things about it. And then I was like, what the game actually is. And it was a bunch of like clips from the story. And I was like, oh my God, did I do it again? Like, is it another Nike? Like, does it actually have like an interesting story? And I kept thinking about it. And I was like, maybe I should give it a chance. Like, I don't know. Yeah,
they fucking got you.
They did. Like, whoever made that edit on TikTok, them personally got to me. I wonder how many people they fished out like with just that. But so probably like a week after that, I was like, I'll try it, I guess. But so my problem is I have too much loyalty to things that deserve no loyalty. I have been playing Eminence and Shadow for like 2.5 years. I hate that game. I hate that game with a fucking passion. Like, so many issues with the game. It is literal trash. I hate it so fucking much, but I won't quit. I play it every single day. I do my dailies every single day. Well, I mean, right now there's a ReZero collab, and I was like, I knew I didn't give up for no reason. I have been rewarded. This is why I didn't give up. It cost me so many fucking gems to get both Amelia and Rem
for a game you don't care about.
Yeah, but I got them. And they don't even have that good of ratings. Like, they're not even that good of units. And I was just like, whatever, I don't even like this game. So at least I got them. But anyway, I digress.
That was a stupid-ass show you made us watch too, right?
Did I make us watch it?
Didn't you?
Yes. Like, yes, I did.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Because I remember talking about Sherry and her English voice actor, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
because
that show was terrible.
Because I originally watched it in sub, and then when the dub came out, I was like, oh, well, let me see what's up. And then I was like, oh, what's happening? What are they doing? Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, My Hero Ultra Rumble, like, I was playing that for a year and something, and they dove that game into the fucking ground. Like, I cannot quit things. Like, I just cannot, and I will just ruin myself, like, just pain myself. Like, I just can't. I give loyalty to things that should not. They are actively destroying my mental health, and I can't. I don't know what's wrong with me, but like, I cannot quit things. And so it's like I have commitment issues, but in the opposite way. Like, I commit too hard.
Right.
So, but so I did this game, and I don't really like it. And I can't quit. Because I'm like, maybe one day I'll like it. So basically, I started the game, and it freaks me out. Because I don't like talking to the guys. And, like, that's kind of the main point of talking.
Why don't you like talking to them?
They freak me out. Like,
the 3D models?
No, their models look fine. I mean, like, the whole point is that they're supposed to be attractive. And, like, well, I don't think all of them are attractive. But, like, some of them are. But, like, the way they talk to you, it, like, skeeves me out. And, okay. Like, It like makes me cringe that they're saying these things to me. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like
it's trying to be like,
they're trying to be like romantic. Yeah, whatever, yeah. And I'm like, don't say that to me. Like, yeah. Like, I'm just like, please don't. Yes. But that's the point of these games, is it's like, it's appealing to that. Right. Like, it's supposed to be, they're literally supposed to be your virtual boyfriend. Like,
yeah, because you're lonely.
Yeah, like, that's the point. And I'm just like, please don't talk to me. Like, but you literally have to like talk to them and do these things to raise your affection, to raise their levels, to be able to do combat and everything in it, because this is a very combat heavy game, which you would not fucking think, but I am stuck on almost every single fucking level on this game because combat is so fucking hard. And what pisses me off about this game is, and I know why it makes so much money, one, there's the side of Gunners,
right?
Because the cards, you can watch them all. Like, they all have a story, a date, a thing, like, that you watch.
Right.
And I personally haven't watched them, nor have I gotten anything special enough that I would think even has it. But, like, TikToks have come up, and they have sex. Like, there are like, they allude...
Okay.
To it. They don't literally, it's not, yeah, it's not literally porn, but like they're, you know.
To black PG-13.
Yeah. Like there are things that you're just like, they did it. they definitely did it, but there's nothing that it's like, it's not porn, but like you could assume.
It's like how Persona does anytime you romance with someone where they're like, can I stay a little longer? And then it just cuts to the next day and that's it. Like, so it's like, you could have just cuddled.
Yeah.
Or just talked to each other on the bed.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And then, like, so there's just, like, things like that. But again, like, I don't have any of those cards or anything. Like, I don't really have 5 stars and, like,
right.
anything good enough. Like, so all of those, like, the spicy cards would be, you need to spend more fucking money to be able to pull them right. on there. And I'm like, I haven't spent any money on this game because I don't like it. Same thing with Evidence and Shadow. I haven't spent any money on Evidence and Shadow because I don't like it. So, like,
see, but, this is like when Eamon tells me that I'm not, like, no one's holding a gun to my head when I'm, like, reading something that's bad. And I'm like, yeah. But there's an ending to that. Like, I know if I'm reading something, I'm like, I'm committed to reading this. But it's 20 issues. It's 15, if it, whatever it is.
Maybe the game will get shut down and I'll be freed.
That you're committing years.
And I have. And I fucking have.
Like, at least mine ends. He's like, you know, you're just holding the gun to your own head.
I have been playing Hatsune Miku Colorful Parade on 2 phones for 3...
Why 2 phones?
3 years. Because my old phone, which is not this one, that was before I switched phones, because you can't switch it over. They made it that you were then able to, but it wasn't linked, so I wasn't able to. Before that, I had it on there, and I had an account, and it was one that I liked. I had on that. I switched phones, like, maybe 2 months later. And then I already liked that one, and then I couldn't get it onto this one, so I just started a new account, and then, so I've been playing on both accounts. But the thing is, so that one's a, that's like the song one, like that you play music, but I don't think I've played a single fucking song in a year. Like that I've just sat there and just been like, I want to play a nice little song, like, right. you know, like, which is the whole fucking point of the game. That's also a gacha game. I think I only play gacha games, actually. Like, I mean, I play Fortnite, which isn't a gacha game, but on my phone, I think I only play gacha games.
They're going to make a fucking gacha Dead by Daylight game, and you're...
There is. No, they just shut it down. Oh, okay. They literally just shut it down. The Dead by Daylight mobile game was a gacha game.
Oh.
Yeah. So, they just shut that down, though. But, yeah, literally, I think I play like 7 or 8 gacha. So bad. But
never go to a casino.
I actually don't like casinos because it's not guaranteed what I could get. But on gacha games, I know what
so
I'm getting.
It's not guaranteed either.
I know that I'm going into pity. Like, so even if I don't get the card that I'm going for, it'll go into pity towards the next thing. Like, I will eventually get something. Where is if you put money into a casino, all gone, never. So I never spend more than $20.
That's quitter's talk. Every quitter quits right before they hit it big.
Well, I don't like casinos, so I always spend $20 unless, like, it's like a birthday. Like, maybe I'll spend like $100. That's it. I actually don't like casinos. So, fun fact, I'm good. Like, I won't just risk it all and
fair enough, I guess.
Spend all, so at least I'm good on that end. But gacha games, I'm not safe from, unless I hate the game and I'm just playing it for fucking no
you're
reason.
No, because you can't say you're safe.
Well,
from
I don't.
It.
Yeah, I don't spend money in it.
Sure, but you're still playing, sinking time into it, and they're making money off you from ads.
I think I play 4 gacha games I don't like, and I don't spend money in because I don't like it. So I'm just playing it for no reason.
You're giving them 5, so much money.
5. Yeah, I don't know. Who's to say? Like, there's just literally no point. Like, I'm just suffering, like, for no reason. Wasting my time, literally. Because it takes time to do this shit. Yeah. But, yeah, like, I don't know why I don't quit the Hatsune Miku Colorful Parade. Because it... Like, I haven't played... The whole point is to play the songs. And I literally think it's been a year that I have not touched a song. And... Because... 10 songs a day you can autoplay, and so I just autoplay it, and so it's a gacha, and so, you know, like, cute costumes and like things will come out, and then you can get different cards and everything. And
autoplay,
so,
is good enough to get you the rewards
for the events. So like, if you do that, then it's enough for me to get the cards. It gets me just enough from what I need to buy from the event shop, every event.
Gotcha.
So that's what I've been doing, because I don't need to do anything more. Because I used to do the one, you need to do one song a day, and that was the daily. But then I realized you could just do the 10 auto songs, and then that was enough to get by. And so I've just been doing that. And it's like, so why the fuck am I playing? Because I'm not doing, but I cannot quit. I literally cannot make myself quit. And I'm doing it on two phones. Like, I literally cannot make myself quit. I don't know why. Like, it is, like, it's just purely suffering for, like, just no reason.
Shove, because, you into a fucking soundproof box with no phone.
Because sometimes an event will come out and then I'll be like, oh, cute costume. Well, good thing I've got gems. Like, I can do it now. But it's like, it's just, it's a fake event, like, in a thing where it's, there is a story in it, but I never read them. So why am I doing it? Because I don't read the story in Colorful Parade.
So, right.
So what am I doing it for? Like, I understand this. Like, I know. I am saying this.
And you'll keep doing it.
Exactly. Like, literally, that is the definition of insanity. Like,
it's the definition of addiction.
Well, that too. Like, I comprehend all of this, and yet do not stop. For a year. Like, I've just been... Like, at least before, I was playing. Like, so for 2 years, like, I was actually playing. Right. I wasn't reading the story, but I was playing. I was doing my fun little songs and whatever. Like, I was doing it. But I was like, well, what if one day I decide to play again? And I've missed out on all those cards in those events. So, like, I might as well just keep doing the 10 autos a day, because I'm going to miss out on all those cards, because they're free cards. If I don't know. Like, it literally, it's FOMO. It's just FOMO to the fucking max. Like, I don't know. It's so bad.
It's like, recently, Colin was over and I was grinding in a game, Metaphor, which is like the new Atlas game, because I was watching a TV show that I was like, I wanted to like finish, because I was like, I only,
so you weren't paying attention to the story.
Well, no, I was grinding, so I didn't have to pay attention to the story. So like, there was, I was on the last two seasons, and one of them was like half the length of all the others, and I was like, you know what, I want to get this show done, and I want to keep putting it off. And I got to a part in the game where I could just be grinding, and I didn't have to think, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna stay here till I finish the show.
Okay.
And so I was literally just watching it, and I just knew the route to where I needed to go, just to hit X, kill all the enemies, do the loop, kill, till I killed everything, leave, come back, do it, and keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Spent a whole 12 hours doing
that. Oh my
god. Because I was just watching the show.
Yeah.
I mean, not continuously, over the course of a few days.
Okay.
And gained like 15 levels.
Okay.
And a fuck ton of money, and et cetera, et cetera. And Colin was like, why? Like, what's the point? I was like, well, because I'm watching the show, but I want to, like, do something. And, okay. And I could be active in making myself make this game way easier for me, because I'm about to, like, fight the final boss. And if I can grind out some levels, fuck it. So I get to watch my show and get help on the back end when I fight the boss. And I'm probably way higher level than I should be. And he was like, "This, it makes no sense. You're an idiot." And I was like, I don't know how this doesn't make sense.
I mean, I don't think you're an idiot, but also, like, why do it for 12 hours?
Because I was watching the show.
I know, but it's a little excessive. But, like,
I would have spent that time watching the show anyway.
Yes.
So now I'm just
grinding out this thing, so when I fight the boss, it's easier.
I mean, I don't think you're an idiot for it, but I just think it's excessive, like, to do it the entire time.
Like, if I was just sitting there playing the game for that whole 12 hours, yeah. But I'm not. Like, it is me just doing it, like, muscle memory at that point, just watching the show. So, like, it's a passive thing at that point.
I guess. But then was the boss too easy?
I haven't left yet. I'd only just finished the show like 20 minutes before you got here.
Well, I guess you'll have to say if it's too easy. Because, like, that's no fun either.
I'm fine with easy.
All right. Well,
it's the same mentality with, like Pokemon, right? Mm-hmm. If I don't kill everything in one, I mean, this isn't the, I don't have this exact same mentality with Metaphor or Persona games in general, but like Pokemon, where it's like, if I don't one hit kill everything I come across, by the time I get to the first gym, I have failed and I am not doing well enough.
Is that your mentality?
100%. I need to make sure everybody knows they are nowhere near as good as me.
Okay.
I am the greatest trainer that they have ever come across. All of their Pokemon.
I am the greatest 10-year-old they've ever yeah. seen.
And all of their Pokemon are obliterated in okay. one hit every time.
I mean, that's never my goal, but it usually happens by the first gym.
By the time I get to the first gym, I should have my third evolution for my starter.
Oh, my God. But it's just because, like, just what I'm, like, looking for, you know? Like,
yeah. So like, I mean, I also run around and just go do everything. In yeah. So, like, but... So like,
but that's not my goal. Like, it's not. Like,
oh no, my goal is like I went up.
That's not my mentality.
I went up against Leon, the undefeated greatest champion of all time, and I was like, "Bam, one hit kill everything, dude. You fucking suck." And you got beat out by a 10-year-old, dude. You didn't even hurt me. I didn't even need to swap Pokemons for type advantage. I just obliterated you. And that now that computer code has to feel bad about itself.
I'm sure it did. So stupid. Now that's stupid. The other one I won't say stupid, but that's
but
stupid.
Yeah, so like, I mean, I don't really give a shit if the boss is too easy. Like, I'm still getting the story out of it.
I guess.
Like, I'm not gonna sit there and be like, fuck, I beat him in 5 seconds. Like, that's lame, because I know I was grinding stuff. So like, if I beat him easily, I know I at least like earned
well,
that.
Well, I mean, I don't know how the game specifically works, but
He might scale up. I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, the only thing I would think about is, like, obviously, Pokemon, it doesn't matter because, like...
Yeah. It's a game for 10-year-olds.
Well, also, like, they don't do anything. Like, you know, so, like, that doesn't matter. It's just the fact of, like, switching Pokemon and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, with, like, certain games where, like, it will... do different phases and like stuff like that. Yeah. Whereas if you one shot it, like it won't
No. It'll always have phases.
Even if you
do that. I've played certain ones where like I was whatever and fucking one hit it and then it just
oh, but it'll still do it.
Yeah, it still activates the thing.
Because that's what I was like. Would you miss out on stuff like that because? No. Of being too strong, because that's the only thing I would say is like
now for
you miss out
for
on.
This game. I went up against like one of the middle bosses, and because I was grinding for the same show actually, because I was watching The Expanse, and when I started watching it, you know, I was just whenever I was in a grinding area, I was like, "Fuck it, this gives me an excuse to keep watching it." And then like when I would kind of get to a point, I'd be like, okay, I'm done doing this. And I would just go actually keep playing the game. But I think I was like halfway into season 2, and, I think season 2 and season 3 have like 13 episodes both. I think I was halfway into season 2 and it, like a notification popped up that was like season 3 is leaving in like 12 days. And I was like, because that, because Amazon didn't own the show before season 4. So I guess, I don't know, they were losing rights to it. It's still there, so they figured that out. But I wasn't aware of that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck. So I was like, okay, well, I gotta watch this show. So I just watched it while grinding for an entire season and a half. Because I was like, I need to finish this show as quick as possible. Or finish that season so I could then go back to a leisure pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was also like another 10 hours or something. And then I went up against a boss and, like, one-hit it, essentially. But it, like, will activate, like, a cutscene that technically stops the health at a point.
Mm-hmm.
And then things will play out, and then like the second thing will happen, and then there's the health there full back.
I guess that makes sense, because Love in Deep Space actually does that. When it gets to a certain point of the health, it locks, and then it'll do its little whatever brain thing, and then once it does that, the health unlocks again, so you can start hitting it.
Yeah, so no, I wouldn't like miss out on anything, so it doesn't really matter. And again, like, my thought process is like, whatever. I don't need the boss to be a challenge. Like, I'm not someone that's playing a game. Like, I don't really, like, that's the reason I don't really like, play, like, Dark Souls and stuff. Is it's like, that shit's not super fun to me. Well,
that I don't, because, like, I don't like stuff that's too challenging. Right. Like, that I don't want.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, that's just not for me.
I would understand, like, if I get to the final boss and he's relatively easy, I'm like, well, I grinded for fucking 20 hours total. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, makes sense.
Yeah.
Whatever. But he also might scale. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he originally would be level 60, but now I'm level 73. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he, like, goes up to 40, like, 80 or something. I don't know how the game works. I don't know if it does scaling or not. But, yeah. Anyway, finish The Expanse. Great show. Recommend that show if you're looking for a sci-fi show. It's really good. Bummer, though, because one of the main characters after season 5, one of the actors, apparently not a great guy, so they had to write him out.
Oh.
So season 6, you really feel the absence of that character, because the character was very important to like the main dynamic of the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just like, this is still like all right, but you're very clearly missing this guy. And they also canceled the show. It like ends fine, but there's like plot threads that sure didn't.
Because it did like too fast.
I guess, yeah. Mm. So like, it ends fine enough where you could be like, sure, you want to know what was going on, but also like you could just take it as like the journey continues, but you know.
Yeah.
So not super dissatisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, great show. 6 seasons, really solid. I also recently rewatched, speaking of Pokemon, I rewatched the like original 4 movies, which were all very fun. Always wanted a Celebi. Watched that movie again. Was like, fuck, I would still have Celebi as a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have. I had this thought process again where I'm like, in the games, I'm like, no, capture every legendary. They're yours. But like, I feel like if you were living in that world, there's only one Celebi protecting that forest, and I'd be like, but I want it, but like I that would be fucked up if I just take this Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, because then who's protecting the forest?
No one.
You're like, so it's like the dilemma where you're just like, I get why Ash doesn't catch legendaries, because you're like,
yeah, you're an ass.
Yeah, you're an asshole. They could keep a balance or whatever, but you're like, also, yeah, but it'd be cool if you had a fucking Lugia in your goddamn pocket.
Yeah. Then they're trapped.
No, because all Pokemon seem to love existing in a battle-centric world for some reason. Which I think is, I mean, everyone's pointed it out. It's not a new movie, but the Mewtwo movie, where like or at least the English dub version, it's not the same moral in the Japanese, but in the English dub version, they're like, fighting's wrong. Pokemon shouldn't fight, and we're like, motherfucker, what? You were just doing that 5 minutes ago to like, because you thought it was fun. Like, what do you mean? And it's like, this is an extremely tone deaf moral right now that you're trying to like push out.
Well, it's just because they changed it, right?
So yeah.
It just like doesn't make sense in translation.
And also because Mewtwo in the Japanese is more just like trying to find his place in the world as a clone.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the English dub, he's just kind of an asshole. Until he has like his big philosophical monologue at the end that everybody's like, that's from, you know, they're like, what do you think this quote's from? It's from fucking Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But those movies, still very fun. They hold up quite well. Except for the CGI in, the Celebi one, in the 4th one. Not great. But very fun. Also, for Pokemon 2000, the Lugia song, like the theme, you remember the, like, it's like she plays it on like the little ocarina thing, and sings it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome in surround sound. I had that bitch so high up because I was like, this is gonna sound so fucking cool. Boy, did it! I was like, yeah, this is awesome as fuck. One of the greatest themes I could think of, just like offhand, of like, well, maybe not theme, but like, yeah, no, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. I still think that's my favorite out of like all those originals.
Because
there's that one, there's Mewtwo, there's the Entei one.
I would probably just say it was the Mewtwo one because I think that was the first one I saw. So I would just say just out of nostalgia.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's...
What's the last one? I don't think I've...
The last one is Celebi. So it's... Oh, I think there's technically five. I think Pokemon Heroes, the one with Latios and Latias, is part of that same thing.
I don't think I've seen that one.
But it's Pokemon the first movie, Pokemon 2000, Pokemon 3 the movie, and then Pokemon Forever. So it's Mewtwo, the Legendary Birds and Lugia, the one with the unknown, and Entei, and then Celebi and Suicune. Time travel, fantasy. What?
That's Ryan's favorite.
The one with Celebi.
Well, I'm assuming that's his favorite because Suicune's his favorite.
Yeah.
So I would assume that's his
Suicune's there.
Because how else does Suicune become your favorite without, you know, like.
Which is funny.
Actually, I'm going to ask him because I'm just assuming.
Which is funny because my favorite legendary dog is was it Raikou? The electric one, which isn't show up in anything. I don't like.
I never felt more inclined to any of them.
Like legendary bird, Zapdos all the way. I think Moltres is boring as fuck.
None of them really spoke to me. I really like Marshadow.
I don't even remember what that one is.
It's like a newer one. Like it's not any. It's just like he's a little cute guy. Like
it's Celebi. Celebi.
Yeah,
cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But like none. Like, I feel like I liked more average, like, normal Pokemon than, like, legendary ones. Like, whenever I was a kid and people were, like, fighting for them, I was like, okay, go ahead. You can have them.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's
like...
That's okay. Because none of them were ever my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, like, none of the legendaries are, like, my top favorite Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, out of the legendaries, like, I would always pick Zapdos. Out of the three, or like, you know, but my favorite's probably always still basic bitch Charizard because Charizard rocks.
Well, I mean, mine is basic bitch Eevee, and then specifically Leafeon. So
yeah, but although Leafeon
just a cute
came out
little guy,
oh, that guy,
yeah, he's just a cute little guy. Like, I don't know what specific
also Leafeon later edition. Why Leafeon? I was going to guess Sylveon.
So, Sylveon is... I do love Sylveon, especially because the shiny is blue.
Yeah. I was like, I remember you trying to get that for, like, everyone. We were doing our, like,
yes.
Colin basement days.
Yes. So, that is, like, one of my favorites now, but that's, like, you know, a later evolution. But specifically as a kid, I loved Leafeon. And I don't know.
We're never going to get any more evolutions.
Just spoke to me. So they've actually said, I think I sent it to you on TikTok,
yeah.
Like that they said, because they're like, well, we don't want to accidentally like copy somebody. It's like, God forbid you just fucking paid someone to like do it. You saw their art and you liked it and you just paid them.
Or just, I don't know.
Like,
it's not like everyone that works at your company has seen concept art of other Eevees.
like, I don't know. Where was Marshadow introduced? Marshadow was revealed in 2017. Last Pokemon in the Alola Pokedex.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Is he a legendary?
Are mythical and legendary the same?
Technically. Well, probably technically not, but yes.
Because it says...
Because like Celebi is not a legendary. Celebi is a mythical.
Okay, because it says a mythical Pokemon. So just wanted to make sure that that's the same.
As far as I understand, they're technically different, but like, whatever.
But yeah, I just remember one day, I guess in 2017, just seeing this little guy, and I was like, oh, like I love him. So he spoke to me, but I think that's the only mythical / legendary that spoke to me.
But yeah, those movies, still very fun, for the most part. And like... I still think kind of like they all weirdly get super heavy.
Yes. Like absolutely.
Every single one of them gets like weirdly like, oh, this is real. Like this, a child's dying or, you know, whatever, like just out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like we're just like, all right, you know, like this is fun. This one won't have anything super sad. And then you're like, oh, there it is. All right. This child's dealing with the difficulty of losing their father and mother and now is pretending and projecting parenthood on these two people that are like, we can't be this for you. And she's going through like internal turmoil of what she must do as a fucking 4-year-old that's lost her parents.
Have you seen the TikTok trend that's like, what's your favorite horror movie? And it's usually like a Pokemon, like...
Oh, like a happy, usually a happy thing.
No, the opposite, being like, whatever this Pokemon did, it's usually like a Pokemon dying, and then like, and like, so like an example is like, you know, Mimikyu seeing its reflection in the water for the first time, and it's just like depressed and like it can't get up, and Ash has to go into the water and like fish it out. Like, it's so sad. And another one, like Gengar's owner telling it to like wait there, and like it's just waiting there every day, and like the person literally just ditched it. Like, just things like that. Or like I can't remember what. Was it Snubbull? Like, saving its owner and then dying. Like, things like that. Like, it's just got, like, the saddest fucking music. And it's just, like... But that's just been a trend. If I see some, I'll send it to you. But if I don't, like, my heart, it hurts. God.
Yeah. No, I've not... I've seen that, but, like, for... Where it's, like, a poster of a happy movie normally, but, like, it has, like, a tragic moment. Oh. So it'd be, like... someone showing Bambi or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I have seen stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. No, but I've only specifically seen the trend with Pokemon specifically. I have never seen it outside of Pokemon.
Well, have you been having nightmares from those horror movies?
No.
Not seeing imaginary trees in your backyard?
Why'd you have to remind me of the tree? The fucking tree. Now I will.
Yeah.
It'll be there later.
All right. Wanna wrap up there, and then we'll.
Yeah. Right,
cool. Well, thanks you guys for watching this week's episode of the Vaguely Anime Podcast. You don't have anything to watch, so to see you guys next week. Don't forget to check out Cat Cat the Moonstar on Twitch. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, leave free like, follow. I don't know why that really matters anymore, but yeah. See ya.
Don't bully us. Love in Deep Space, girlies. Please.